This is The Couple Next Door, script number 154 for broadcast Thursday, July 31st, 2:30 to 2:45 p.m. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Bessie, breakfast, dear.
Honey, here she comes.
Oh, that's okay. Good morning.
Well, happy birthday.
Did you remember?
Oh, of course we remember. Did you forget?
No, but I thought you did.
Oh, I should say not, Bessie, and I made pancakes just for you. We'll have your presents at dinner tonight. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. And a cake with candles?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Happy birthday, darling.
You know, I can't believe you're 7 years old, my sweetie.
And I'll tell you something else so you don't worry about it. We were going to save it as a surprise, but since you know we promised you, it isn't quite a surprise. Anyhow, we need your help.
Help with what?
Your birthday party tomorrow with all your friends. Family birthday party tonight and a party tomorrow with your friends.
Boy, aren't you a lucky girl. Two birthday parties.
Oh, Mommy, that's wonderful. But I haven't invited anybody.
Oh, your mommy is. Now, don't you worry. I didn't forget. Of course, you realize I'm going to need the car today, Daddy.
The car? What for?
What for? Let's go shopping for a million things. Paper hats, favors, paper plates, cups, prizes, and presents for the guests.
Presents for the guests? I thought the idea was for them to bring a present.
Well, they do, but a birthday party these days is judged on how much loot you take home from it.
Mary Lou's party was the best one I went to, Daddy. I got a candy and three lollipops, a magic box, a whistle, and a jump rope.
Oh, don't look so appalled, Daddy. Times have changed. Now, I thought after dinner tonight, we'll get together and plan the entertainment.
Entertainment?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to plan some games, I think.
Aren't we going to hire a pony? Debbie did for her party.
No, dear, we are not going to hire a pony. It's just too expensive.
Hire a pony? What's all this hire a pony business?
Her pony rides, but it costs $50, and I really can't.
Hire a horse for $50 for a kid's birthday party? You crazy?
We aren't going to do it.
Well, I know that
people do, dear. The Hillmans hired a magician. That cost $35. Babs House had a woman who did marionettes. She charged $25, I think, something like
that.
Look,
when I was a kid, we went to a birthday party. Mm-hmm. We played Run, Sheep, Run, and Pum, Pum, Pull Away, and stuff like that. Then we had a birthday cake and ice cream, and we went home. We had a wonderful time.
Well, times have changed, dear.
Yeah, sure.
And
have.
With 23 7-year-olds, believe me, you practically have to be Elsa Maxwell to make sure to have a good time. Now, you get home early tonight because you and Bessie and I have a lot to do.
Serious music has its three B's. Light-hearted song has its two C's. Who are they? Why, Crosby and Clooney, of course. Bing and Rosemary, respectively, two of the nation's favorite singers of songs. And where do these two C's warble their high and low C's? Bring on another big C, the CBS Radio Network. Every weekday over most of these stations, our road shows present one or the other in a sparkling show. On Saturdays and on Sundays, with the road shows going at a double schedule, you hear both of them. On Saturdays, there's a road show starring Bing Crosby and one starring Rosemary Clooney. On Sundays, they each have two shows apiece. There's nothing pretentious, pedantic, or overpowering about these shows. Clooney and Crosby just sing, with another very talented C, Buddy Cole and his trio, backing their vocals. Old songs and new ones, ballads and blues, they run through all the repertory for you to help make your day more cheerful, congenial, and charming. Three C's for you, thanks to CBS Radio and the Clooney and Crosby Road Shows.
Another piece of birthday cake, Daddy.
Oh, golly, no thanks.
Now, Beth, have you had a nice birthday party with Mommy and Daddy?
Oh, yes, but I can't wait until the big party tomorrow.
Oh, we still have a lot to do.
You say 23 kids were coming?
Oh, that's another thing. Where's my list? Diane Brokaw can't come. She has German measles. The Hayden boy's on vacation with his family. I found it out before I bought favors this morning, thank goodness.
Is Jackie coming?
Yes, Jackie Barton is coming. I'll see you at the list. Lisa Ronan, Clara Ford, Candy and Nancy Cunningham, Susan Bodine, Colleen O'Hara, Sandra Hughes, Susan Gawalski, Judy and Susie Hodge, Jenna Bancroft, Carol Dellenbaugh, Debbie Deutsch, Gail Bonfietti.
So Pete said, haven't you got any boys coming?
Well, there's only five boys in her class.
My boyfriend is coming.
Who's your boyfriend?
The one I love.
The one you love? Who's that?
Oh, Daddy, Tommy Aldinger.
Tommy Aldinger, Daddy. What's the matter with you?
Well, what happened to John somebody or other? I thought he was the one.
Oh, John lost out some time ago.
I hate him now.
Oh, I see.
That just leaves Witty Foot and Blakey Wade and Ralph Kelton now.
Do I have to ask Ralph?
He has already been asked, and you are to be nice to him.
Oh, he's awful.
Well, he's coming anyhow. I need to be polite to him. Now, about the menu, this is what I thought we'd have to eat.
Don't you just have ice cream and cake?
No, dear. Mothers have sort of a rule. Well, it isn't a rule exactly. You don't have to, but it works out best if you have the children from 3 to 5:30 and feed them so they've had dinner. Otherwise, they stuff themselves so on sweet things they don't eat dinner when they get home.
You serving dinner for 23 children?
Well, not exactly dinner as you think of it, dear.
I want hot dogs, Mommy.
Yeah, hot dogs. That's what I had in mind.
And ketchup and mustard?
No, ketchup and mustard, sure.
Yeah.
And potato chips and pickles.
Yes, and I got cupcakes and popsicles for dessert. I thought that would be...
Cupcakes and popsicles? What kind of a birthday is that? You need a big birthday cake, big one with candles.
No, dear, we had her birthday cake with candles tonight. Children prefer cupcakes at a party and popsicles to a dish of ice cream.
Well,
believe me, it is much easier to serve.
Can you start decorating the yard now, Mommy?
Yes, I got some blue and pink streamers and things for outdoor decorations, and you and Daddy can start doing that while I do the dishes. Then I'll come out with playing the games, huh?
Why do you have to plan the games? Just turn the kids loose in the backyard and they'll amuse themselves.
23 children on a rampage for 2 hours? No, thank you. If you want anything left of the backyard, we had better plan some games.
Betsy, how's that look, honey?
Oh, Daddy, it looks beautiful.
Doesn't it?
Mommy, come here and look.
Oh, I can see. It's wonderful.
Look, I put one end of the streamers together. See, and I fastened them on the flagpole in the middle there. Then I pulled them out to each tree, you know.
That yard looks sort of like a circus tent, doesn't it, Mommy?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very, very nice.
Isn't that nice,
yes,
huh?
It is, yes. Very nice.
Hand me the end of that pink streamer, will you, Betsy?
About the game.
That one there.
Let's see. I thought we'd have a potato race. Well, you know, we have to pick up a potato on a spoon and run and put it in a basket and then run back and give the spoon to the next one in line on your team.
Oh, I know a good game to play, Mommy.
Well,
Bird in the Bush.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm.
Bird in the Bush. What's that?
No, I don't know, but I'll write it down. I guess they all know how.
My goodness, Daddy. Don't you know how to play Bird in the Bush?
No.
Do you know how to play Little Red Dog?
No.
Really, didn't you have any fun when you were little?
Certainly I had fun. We played things like Run, Sheep, Run.
What's that?
Doesn't she know how to play Run, Sheep, Run?
Well, apparently not, dear. Now, don't worry about it. And I brought a book of suggested games to play at children's parties, and I thought we could look through this.
Bought a book? My gosh, honey, we certainly know plenty of games for 7-year-olds to play. What about Drop the Handkerchief?
What's that?
Doesn't she know how to play Drop the Handkerchief?
No, I don't think they play that game.
Drop the Handkerchief?
They don't play it!
What about Hide and Seek?
Oh, we play that, Daddy. Only it's not called that. It's called Hide and Go Seek.
All right.
Never mind that. Now, another thing I'll definitely have is a fishing pond. They always love that. We'll need a stick with a string and a safety pin on the end of it. I'll have to wrap all those packages tonight, too.
Did you get something for everybody, Mommy?
Yes. I got fans, mouth organs, horns, bracelets, necklaces, jacksets, magnets for the boys, trading cards. And let's see, I also
trading
got some...
Trading cards? What are those?
Oh, Daddy, don't you even know what trading cards are?
No, I don't even know what trading cards are.
Well, they're like playing cards, only they have pictures of things on them. The children trade their cards, that's all. Now, another game that I thought we might be...
Wait a minute. Will you, Betsy,
what?
Honey, you know how to play button, button? Who's got the button?
No.
Did you hear that? She doesn't
Well, dear, I think they have played something like it. They don't call it that, that's all.
Why? What's wrong with button, button? Who's got the button?
I don't know. Look, darling, please, I've got lots to do.
You know how to play the game Lemonade?
No.
She doesn't know how to play Lemonade.
Oh, I don't get such fired.
Well, I am shocked.
You.
I really am. All these marvelous, these wonderful games that we used to play, they're just dying out because nobody teaches these kids how to play them. All the games they do play that we have, they don't even play those right.
Well, let's not worry about it now, huh?
Betsy, wait a minute. What do you call home base? You know, that is when you're safe?
Den.
Dan, well, we never said that. What do you say when you have to stop to tie your shoelace or mother calls you or something?
Oh, we say time.
Times? Time? It is King's X. That's what you say. You're supposed to cross two fingers and say King's X. I never hear any of the kids yelling the way we used to. You know, all those out in free, you know?
Oh, well, we didn't say that, dear. We yelled, Ole Ole Oats in free. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, that's what it meant. All those out in free, huh? You know, all those out in free.
Of course, for heaven's sake, I never knew that. All the Ole Ole Oats in free, all of that.
All those years, I never knew that's what I was saying.
Certainly. Yeah. Sure, well, that's what it is. And now, look, Betsy, you watch Mommy and Daddy play lemonade.
Oh, come on down and let's do
it. No, come on. Show her how to do it, honey. Just think up something simple. Go on. Go on.
All right, I thought of something. I'm ready.
All right, let me see. Where are you from?
Tennessee.
What's your trade?
Lemonade.
Show us some. You're mowing a lawn.
Yes.
There you see, I mean, Betsy, isn't that fun? You pretend to do something, and the one who's it has to guess what you're doing.
Oh, we do that, but we call it statue.
No. Statue, no. That's when somebody whirls you around and lets go and yells statue, and you kind of freeze, and you have to hold the pose.
No, it isn't. That's not the way we play it.
Well, that is the way you should play it. Now, let me show you.
Darling, not now. We've got a million things to do.
Well, just
please.
Forget it. Right now, it is more important to teach our daughter certain games and how to play them correctly. No, Betsy, wait. No, you can't tag me, honey, until I get past the tree.
Yes, I can. That's the way we play it.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
I don't
like people who interfere, but that's not the way we played it.
Mr. Dibble, my goodness, we didn't see you drive up.
Yeah, I just thought I'd stop by and let you know I got some extra workmen, so the building ought to go along for a schedule on the new house.
Oh, did you know that? That's wonderful, Mr. Dibble. Excuse me. Betsy's having a birthday party tomorrow. I was a little shocked to find the kids, you know, they're not playing any of the good old games. Oh. They changed all the expressions we used to like. You know, when you were a kid, you remember, Mr. Dibbles?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now look, didn't you used to say King's X when you had to stop for a minute in the middle of a game, you know?
No.
King's X?
No, never heard that.
You didn't say King's X?
I told you it wasn't right, Daddy. You're supposed to say times.
No.
You say times?
No, let me think now. Nope. We said finsies.
Finsies? What's that mean?
I don't know. Well, we crossed two fingers and said finsies.
Finsies. Well, didn't you yell all those out in free?
Nope, as I recall, we just said in free. Yep, that's what we yelled. When I drove up, I see you playing what you call stature. Well, that's not the right way to play stature.
Well, that is certainly the right way to play it. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not the right way.
I mean,
if you're going to teach Betsy, you might as well teach her the right way. Now, to begin with, you've got to have two teams.
You don't need teams at all to play stature, Mr. Dibble.
You do if you want to play it right.
Oh, well.
Now, I'll tell you what. I'll team up with Betsy, you team up with the missus here, and I'll show you how to play it.
Well, I am not going to team up with anybody. I've got a dozen things to do. And I think both of you better face one fact. Each generation has its own way of playing, and it's the only way.
Well, I guess you're right. Party tomorrow?
Yes, that's
what. Well, then I think you better plan something more, like pin the tail on the donkey or hide the thimble. It's going to rain.
Going to rain?
Rain?
Paper said rain. Radio said rain. And my back says rain.
Oh, my heavens. 23 children, dear, in the house.
Oh, no.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Francie Myers and John Shelley and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door. Thank you.